Lecture topic, fighting laziness.
Bismillah. Very great personality was passed, Muhammad Baqir Rahmatullah Ali. This is one statement of his, that Iyaka wal kasal fa innahu miftahu kulli shar. The beware of laziness is a key to every evil. Now, laziness in itself is a very, very major problem and results in tremendous deprivation. Therefore, in the Hadith Sharif, the dua, one of the du'as that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught, in that dua is to ask Allah Ta'ala for refuge from this. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-ajzi wal-kasal. Allah, grant me safety and refuge from ajz, becoming helpless, becoming overwhelmed, unable to do something. The person, for example, becomes so sick that he cannot do something. So now he gets so sick that he's unable to come to the masjid, unable to do so many other amal. So obviously, say, he got left out of certain things. And the other very serious problem, becoming incapacitated in some way, is not in his control. He'll get rewarded for the sabr he makes on that. But the problem is that when he becomes lazy, that laziness leads to deprivation. Imagine a person, he didn't go and open his shop. Why? Because he was feeling lazy. So he went 1 hour late, half an hour late. When he got there, so somebody tells him that there was a person waiting here. He was going to buy for what you might have had to spend the whole month trying to do that amount of sales. He was going to buy all that in this one day. But now you came late, so he went away, he went to the next door shop. So what will be the extent of his regret? Or somebody came and he was waiting for you and he wanted to sell you something which was worth 1 million, but he wanted to sell it for 1,000 rand because he's now, whatever his story is, the regret will be lifelong that I lost out on such a big deal because of my laziness. But that laziness leads to deprivation. This is dunya. The dunya, in any case, we're going to leave the dunya and have to go away out of this dunya into the akhirat. But the loss of akhirat that comes as a result of laziness. Now due to laziness, person wants to now sleep a little bit longer, he missed his fajr salah, or he missed his takbir ula. Or laziness as a result of which the time that he's supposed to make his tilawat, he didn't make it. So that day passed without tilawat of the Quran Sharif, without zikr, without so many other amal. So he says this miftahu kulli shar. It's a key because it then results in a cycle that laziness opens the door to more laziness. Person leaves out something today merely because of laziness, the chances are he's going to miss it out tomorrow also because the door for that has opened out. So this is a very, very major problem that a person then puts himself into. Now the question is, this is such a big problem, so what's the remedy to it? The remedy to it is nothing but fighting off the laziness. When a person is feeling weak due to lack of exercise, so now what's the remedy to it? You must start exercising. If that weakness is due to just sitting and doing nothing, then the muscles start wasting away. So the manner of now becoming energetic again is to get busy with some kind of physical activity. So now he says, now I'm feeling too lazy to now do any exercise also. So then, where he'll finish off? So he will have to do something. So the only way to fight off the laziness is that he has to now push himself. He has to work against it, that the time has been fixed for something, then that must happen in its time. And when he starts pushing himself to get things done as per what has been set for it, then the first time round, second time round, first 10 times, it might be a struggle. But gradually, because now, like the person exercising and doing that exercise regularly, after a few days, what he felt very difficult initially now becomes quite easy. He can do more. So likewise, when he will push himself, the first few days, first week, 2 weeks, he'll find it difficult. But then it becomes easier because now he has pushed himself, he's broken through that laziness. But if he gives into it, the next day he'll be more lazy. And then he'll want to now give into that, he'll become even more lazy. He says, Miftahu kulli shar. This is the key to every evil. When he becomes lazy, he won't even fulfill the rights of others, because he's always too lazy to do anything. So now there's something necessary to be done, but he's too lazy, he'll neglect the rights of others. He'll neglect his own goodness, he'll lose out on so many good things for himself, and he'll neglect the rights of others as well. This is not a thing to just let brush it aside. I felt lazy, so fine, we'll see tomorrow. That tomorrow doesn't come. Laziness leads to this procrastination, and a person will keep pushing things for later. That later is like that later way in a shop. Sometimes you find that little notice there, cash today and credit tomorrow. Another person wants credit, so they show him that board. It says tomorrow, credit tomorrow. Now tomorrow when he comes, the same board is there. Now he wants credit again, they show him the same board. Say cash today, but tomorrow credit. That tomorrow till Qiyamah won't come. So likewise, a person now keeps putting things off to tomorrow, next week. That next week never comes. That tomorrow never comes. The time is now. The person has to do something, not tomorrow, not later. What has to be done must be done in his time. So he has to fight that laziness, never get into that procrastination, and do what has to be done in his time. Inshallah, that will set into the tartib. Allah Ta'ala give us that.